Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our Alan Shard talk. And Alan, let's start with Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. He will be the first witness today who had listened in on the call between President Trump and Ukraine's leader to testify. He plans to tell impeachment investigators that he considered the exchange so damaging to American interests that he reported it to a superior.
Well, this is not good for the Trump side. Obviously, you now have somebody who says this is exactly what happened. I heard the United States basically asking a foreign power, the president of the United States, to help him out. And he says he heard it. He said he was so disturbed about it. He twice went to his superiors and he told, as we used to say as kids, he told on them. And that gives more evidence Trump has been lying all along that he didn't do it. He did it. In fact, he released the transcript, so we know he did it. And even that wasn't enough because he didn't release everything that happened. We don't know the whole conversation. So this guy will get up there, Vindman, a lieutenant colonel in the Army. He'll talk for maybe 8 hours, maybe 10 hours. And they'll ask him every jot and tittle that they possibly can about what was said and how it was said. This is going to become increasingly difficult for the Republican senators who are going to have to hold up their hands because, as we've discussed so many times, David, many of them are going to be up for election, re-election this time. Last time it was the Democrats who faced all of the problems that you have when you have an election. This time it's the Republicans, and they're on the tough side of this one. So even though the assumption has always been the Republicans will not convict, and even though nobody has shown any sign in that group of defecting, there is certainly a possibility it will happen as this stuff gets to be more and more open for people to understand what exactly happened. So, you know, you got a lot of people sitting in the middle, and those are the people who will win or lose elections for you.
As you're referencing here, the shifting, of course, the Democrats plan the first floor vote on the impeachment inquiry, preparing to take a formal vote. They're going to go public about their investigation. And what I was reading this morning was it could end up being televised hearings.
Well, of course, I'm sure they will. Let me just say, this is not a good situation for the president because he has some things going for him. He's gotten al-Baghdadi. He's taking credit for that. The markets are doing extremely well, although I have to say this country is deeply, deeply in debt, something Republicans used to say they didn't like, but now they seem to have lost their voice on. So he has a lot of things going for him, but on the other hand, this thing keeps mounting. And even though he may be successful in some areas, this is not a good situation because either he betrayed his oath or he didn't. We go back to Dick Nixon and we watch what happened there, and we know there's no getting around this. So he's in big trouble.
And what about the talk about the language he used when announcing that Baghdadi was killed, you know, saying things like he died like a dog, crying and whimpering. And now the Pentagon, when they ask if that's what happened, they're not really giving an answer.
Well, they don't know. If you explode something, how do you know he died like a dog? First of all of us who own dogs or whose dogs own them weren't happy about that. Murray the dog does not whimper, and he took great exception to that. Nevertheless, he had no idea how the guy died. He was in a tunnel. The tunnel exploded, and that was that. And the more you pound your chest and you say, I did, and I did, and I did, gives the media and everybody else an opportunity to take some exception, which is exactly what's happening here.
Talk about taking exception. You had forwarded me this. I saw it early this morning. North Carolina court halts use of current congressional map for 2020. There comes that gerrymander again, Alan.
Well, let's remember what's going on here. The Supreme Court of the United States says, and always has since Felix Frankfurter, that gerrymandering is not our problem. We're not going to get involved in the political thicket. But states are allowed to do it because states are where the gerrymandering is going on. The courts in North Carolina have said this is unacceptable. And you can't have what you have laid out, Republicans. There has to be a fair way of doing this. And so in this case, it looks like North Carolina will not be able to gerrymander the way that the Republicans in control of the legislature hope to.
Breaking with some of their biggest rivals, General Motors, Fiat, Chrysler, and Toyota said yesterday, Alan, they were intervening on the side of the Trump administration in an escalating battle with California over fuel economy standards for automobiles. Oh, boy.
Well, poor California doesn't need this. It has its own problems right now with all these terrible fires, and our hearts go out to all of them. Nevertheless, California sets standards. The automakers have a big problem. If they make enough cars the California way, then they obviously have to do it for the rest of the country. If the California standards, David, can be eliminated, then the rest of the country will revert back to the old days. This is terrible. This president is despicable in the fact that he has eschewed the whole concept of global warming and climate change and is doing nothing except feathering the nest of the few people who stand to gain a couple of bucks as a result of this.
Let's go to Hong Kong, Alan, where authorities have barred a high-profile pro-democracy activist, that's Joshua Wong, from an election, and the city's leader ruled out political solutions before the end of the violent protests gripping the semi-autonomous Chinese territory.
Well, first of all, it was handed back to the Chinese. They are a dictatorship. They're not going to let people run for office who could hurt them. Anybody who thinks it's really semi-autonomous better think again. People come out at great danger to themselves, their lives, their children, their parents. They get out there on the streets in a way we never see here in this country. But in the end, China owns it, and they're going to be doing everything they can, including eventually bringing in the military, because that's the way these people operate. They are a bunch of malevolent, awful people when they do this.